You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
So hi, Barb. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Today we are sitting outside in our backyard again. So if you hear noises and dogs barking, you know, whatever.
Planes.
Just deal with it. We have my girlfriend here, the very gorgeous.
Oh, that's sweet.
Courtney Six.
Hi.
Welcome, Courtney.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you. Courtney is a model, entrepreneur, a new mom, and also married to Nikki Six.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Who is actually really good friends with both our husbands.
Yeah.
You know, we should really do a triple date.
That would be fun.
Would be so fun.
Yes, it would be really wild and really fun. Because I don't know if you've ever been out with Mr. Wild over here, but he's wild.
Is he really? I love that.
Sometimes. I mean, like at home, not as much. He'd probably be talking shop with Gilby and Nikki. They'd be talking guitars and gear and
you know,
wouldn't be as wild as he can be.
But it's so nice to have you in town. I haven't actually seen you in probably a year because I think the last time I saw you was it my birthday?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, it was the Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl. The last time I saw you, and that was like last February, and then COVID happened, and then I haven't seen you since. And you guys actually bought a place in Wyoming.
We did. So we, you know, when everything was hitting the fan.
Amazing.
It's amazing. We love it. So back in, I guess, when COVID started, so we did the, you know, the quarantining and all the kids came out to the house, which was really awesome. And also it's been, you know, they're all, my stepkids are the youngest. Frankie, now, because we both have Frankies, is 20. She just turned 20. So it's been a minute since they've all been under the same roof.
Right.
And then, once everything was starting to get scary here and with all the rioting and we went up to Jackson in May just for fun and started looking around.
Was there any talk at that point that you guys were going to get a place there, or you just kind of went for fun and just eyes wide open?
We were both talking about it, but not seriously.
Yeah.
And I actually,
I felt like it came out of nowhere. All of a sudden,
did.
You're like, no, it did. Excuse me, what?
It did. And it was, Nikki has never really been into the snow. And I grew up skiing and I loved the snow. And so our friends would go on, you know, couples vacations and go to Utah or Mammoth. And I'd always ask him, do you want to go? And you don't have to ski or snowboard, but you know, there's still a million things we can do in the snow. Nope, not into the snow. Don't like being cold.
That's how Gilby is too, because he's from Ohio.
Zach too. Zach sits in the car with my daughter, and I'm out playing with the boys. But my daughter and Zach are like, we call them non-sporting dogs.
Yeah, it's because they're like not.
I feel like it's
way.
A rocker thing. Maybe they just
afraid of breaking his hand too. That's the other thing. Like he can't
snowboard,
roller
or ski.
Skate.
I mean, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's like, and so Nikki would say the same thing. You know, I don't want to get in. I've really never done snow sports, and at this time in my life, it would really suck to have a injury. It's like if you're married to a football player, something where contractually they can't do anything. So I thought there's not a shot in hell that he would ever be into having a house in the snow. There's just no way. And when I brought up the idea to him, he was very open-minded about it. And so when we went there, we both just went crazy.
It's just so gorgeous.
Jackson,
it's so beautiful. I mean,
it's
the
so
pictures that you guys have been posting and sending, and it's just, it's so stunning. And then, of course, now you guys have a baby.
Little Ruby.
gosh, she's so cute.
She is the spitting
image of you.
Yeah. I mean, you think so?
Yeah. She looks just like you, and she reminds me of you.
Thank you. She has a lot of spunk.
Which is you.
She really does. And it's a fun time right now, and it's been really great in Jackson with her, just watching her in the snow, and Nikki and her just go off on like so excursions cute. And they're too sweet. Busy for me. I mean, she's 18 months and she's already
that's the
so
best
busy.
Age. I love
and it's
that
like
age.
The perfect upbringing for her there too, just yeah. to like be out on this big ranch and
yeah.
just do
and
all
she's
this.
Gonna go to school there and I'm yeah. really excited
oh,
about that.
That's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah. We're in between. So we're there primarily, but we kept our place in LA. And so we'll have that nice balance, which is, you know, for us, it's the dream. Yeah. But I'm excited for her to go to school there. And there's horses right next to her school. And
yeah.
Christmas, this I guess it wasn't this past Christmas, but the Christmas before, because they were closed for COVID. But they have Santa come to the school in a yeah. helicopter.
Oh my God. I gotta go
that's
to the school.
Great. Me too. Like done. Sold.
How freaking cute is that?
Yeah, it's really
now how
cute.
Is how is Nikki? He's like starting all over. He's got grown up kids and now he's got a baby.
It's he
I know
loves
I know
it.
That he's like way over the moon because we know him.
Oh, yeah. No, he loves it and to be honest, that was when I always knew obviously that I wanted children and you know, he was done
yeah.
when we met. And so I was very adamant that I did want to get married and I did want to have yeah. at least one child. And I said, if you're not open to that, it's
then you don't get a young,
fine.
Hot wife.
That's
okay?
right. That's fine. We'll be friends. And he was definitely open to it. And I think it put in the back of my mind before we got pregnant, I know I was a little... Is he going to really be up for it? How he mm-hmm. was when he was my age.
Mm-hmm.
And he absolutely is. I mean, he's unbelievable with Ruby.
He really is. Whenever I see him with her, he's so hands-on. And
oh, yeah.
he's so in love. He is turned into a complete oh, yeah. melt. But you know what's really cool is that it's kind of weird the way this whole pandemic has worked for some people because you guys had her and he's not on the road.
I know it.
So he gets to be home with her and actually be with the baby and be with Ruby. Whereas, you know, like when we all had kids, our husbands were all gone mm-hmm. all the time. They were always on
and
the road.
Same with,
and that was
yeah,
so challenging for us.
With Nikki and his older kids.
Exactly. So
you know,
this
it's
is
been,
a whole...
We were just talking about that last night and... You know, it has been, I don't want to say COVID's a blessing because
no,
it's absolutely
I know, but there
not.
There is some
the
like
only,
silver lining.
Yes, the yeah. silver lining for our family was he was supposed to tour last summer
mm-hmm.
and it would probably like two solid years
yeah.
of touring.
Yeah.
And which is great and it's fun and it's just, it's worked out for us because he has had this uninterrupted time with Ruby and me.
Yeah.
Isolating, but like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the three of us. That's fun.
Oh, wow. It's you again. Hi.
Yeah. And then also, it's really exciting now when he does tour, which we think will be next summer, hopefully.
Yeah.
But Ruby's a little older, you know, so she'll be turning three
yeah.
at that point. And that's yeah. really fun. You know, there's
yeah,
so much
totally.
That we can do on the road and go explore all these different cities and go to zoos and
yeah.
parks and, you know, amusement parks. So
totally. He gets to relive his youth through her eyes now.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun.
It is so fun.
It's got to be such a blast.
It's so fun.
And really cool that he gets to be home with her and really enjoy that because Barb and I did a podcast yesterday where actually we were the guests on Shipwrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making Waves is the podcast.
Making Waves is the name yeah. of the podcast. And that was one of the things they asked us was like, how does it affect your family being married to musicians? And we're like, well, geez, they were never home. We had gave birth to our babies. And like Gilby was home. I gave birth to Frankie at 6 o'clock in the evening. And the next day I was sent home. Gilby flew in for the birth and then went back
oh
on tour and was gone for that whole year.
Wow.
So it gets
and
really crazy.
Zach
so
and
so
I
nice.
Have four.
Crazy, yeah.
But there's 20 years between our youngest and our oldest.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've had, Zach's had kind of like Nikki's experience with Sabbath.
Right.
Whereas with our older two, but we were so young when they were born. Zach and I both were babies when we were having
babies.
How
old were you?
I was 22 when I got pregnant with our daughter, 23 when she was born, and 24 when we had our first son. And so Zach was in Aussie, and it was just crazy time, and touring for, like, you know, a minimum of 18 months off of a record. And then he started his own band as well. So when he wasn't working with Aussie,
he was still working
on the road with his band. Mm-hmm. And but I just packed them all up, and they went. You know, the only
good for you.
The only thing that was really tough is once they are. It's tough when they're in school, because once they're in school, you kind of have to be where your child is. You can't just keep pulling them out of school everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
So, but with Sabbath, the first year, the whole first year that he was born, Zach was writing and recording, so he was home, and that was such a, you know, just so amazing. And then
such
now
a gift.
With COVID, you know, he's just like, even today, you have to pick, what time am I picking Sabbath up from school? And, you know, he goes and watches him in his martial arts class, and he takes him, you know, on walks the, we have five dogs.
He must
dogs.
Be in heaven.
Yeah, we were just talking before we started the podcast that I'm trying to get him motivated to go work again. He's just like, I'm good. I could retire right now if it were an option.
Uh-huh.
And good for Nikki, you know, and your daughter's experience is going to be so different from her sibling, her half siblings, you know. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
It is cool. It's kudos to them too, because they've really embraced having a little sister.
How are they with her?
They're amazing with
her. Yeah, I bet it's so much fun for them.
It's so fun. I've always been really close to my stepkids.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
And I never tried to be a mom or anything, because it's just unrealistic.
Well, you're too close to their age.
Exactly. I mean, they'd tell me to go take a hike, I'm sure.
They'd be like, listen, biatch. But I think I'm pretty much older than you, so don't tell me what to do.
Right.
Bringing this gift of a little sister into their lives, it's just, we're bonded on a whole different level, and they're wonderful with her, and she just loves, oh my gosh, she just loves them.
She's so
obsessed
excited.
With them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
it's just
cute.
Such a beautiful thing that she's growing up with so much love around her.
Yeah.
Because you never know, you know, when there is an age gap like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And often that happens in blended families. Mm-hmm. So,
oh my God. Yeah. My kids are all from the same mother and father. And my older two were mortified when they found out I was pregnant with
Sabbath.
What
did they do?
Well, my oldest son, I think, was mortified to think that we were still having sex. He was just like, oh my God. And
like,
he didn't
stop.
Tell Rose. Anybody. And I would walk the development with my girlfriend, and one of the other moms, his childhood friend's mom, she was like, you're pregnant? Jesse didn't even tell us. And I was just like, it's because he figures if he doesn't talk about it, it's not
happen.
Real.
Uh-huh.
And our daughter was just like, are you kidding me? Like, he could be my child. This is ridiculous. And she's the only girl, and she's the oldest. And she was like, I don't want a sister. Like, it better be a boy, because, you know, but there's 20 years between them, but they adore him now. So it took a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It took a minute.
I'm sure.
So cute.
Yeah.
I love that. So, like, right before COVID, Nikki had a movie that came out too, and that was really fun.
The Dirt.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's listening that hasn't seen it, you got to check
it
out. That was,
it's so good.
Really fun.
So when we first started dating, maybe it was, I don't know, like six months in, did you ever read
The Dirt before you met him?
No.
I wonder if you would have dated him had you read it first.
How did you meet?
I don't know. Because we met through a mutual friend, and I was living in New York for about a year, a little under a year, and then moved down to South Beach in Miami for almost two. And so,
because you were modeling there, right?
I was, yeah. And then I started working in infomercials, actually, when I was in Miami, which I loved doing, sourcing product and going to.
Yeah, you're such a good spokesperson.
Oh. Well, no, I was behind the scenes.
Oh,
I wasn't on camera. Yeah, which I really loved.
Behind scenes.
No, I loved it. I mean, I had so much fun. So I'd go to China to all the trade shows and the homeware shows.
Yeah, that's great.
Source products. But anyway, so I moved back to LA in April 2010 and went back to New York for a week for work, and had dinner with, his name is Scott Lips.
Oh yeah.
You know,
I know Scott.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
he ran a modeling agency.
Right. And
I think he still does, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think he sold the agent, his modeling agency, which was a big deal.
Yeah.
And now he has an agency that's more, I think, for models, but also influencers. Oh, okay. So he's tapped into that market.
Yeah, you have to now.
Early.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure it's doing really well. It looks like it is. But anyway, we went to dinner. We had a ton of, we've been friends for a long time, and we're sitting down at dinner, and he said, oh, I want you to meet a friend of mine. He recently got out of a relationship, been divorced. He has 4 kids.
You're like, no, that's okay.
He lives in the suburbs, which I don't really think suburb when I think Calabasas, but Scott's in New York. So he lives in the suburbs, and you know, you're very social. You're like a social butterfly. Can you just get him out and about and just introduce him to some people? And it was not a setup at all.
I think it came across as a
favor.
Yeah.
Right? And I go, oh, yeah, sounds great. Okay. And so he said, all right, I'm going to send you his number. His name is Nikki. I didn't know any of his background. Uh-huh. Text him now. Okay. Hi, this is Courtney, Scott's friend. I think he told you about me. If you want to go get coffee or whatever. Yeah. At some point. And so we started texting back and forth that night. It must have been probably 2 days later. And we definitely had a good banter going on.
Yeah.
But didn't know anything about him. And so we planned when I was back from my trip to go, I think we're going to meet at Starbucks.
I'm sure Scott sent him a picture of you. Or
well,
something.
Now I know that he did. Yeah, of course he did. But Courtney's me, he didn't give any info to.
Nikki's not going to just speak to some random girl.
I know it, right? Little stinkers.
Right.
So, long story made short, we make this plan to go to coffee. I think Nikki's brought out probably a more liberal side of me, but I've always kind of been more on the conservative side. Mm-hmm. So I'd never dated anyone with, not because I wouldn't, just it wasn't really in my immediate circle, anyone even with tattoos, no musicians, like no actors. We make plans and he said something along the line of, oh, you know, you'll know it's me because I'm covered from head to toe in tattoos.
Yeah.
And
not to mention my hair. And
my hair. It was something about his hair. I drive a Harley. And so I don't even know that I wrote back. I was just going, what? This is really not what I pictured or kind of what was presented to me. Not that there's anything wrong with what he's saying, but it's just totally different than I'm thinking, like some bald accountant,
children.
You know, in the suburbs.
Lives in the suburbs.
Like, it's kind of a nerd alert that needs my help to introduce him to people. And so I reached out to Scott. I go, who is this? Is Nikki in Hell's Angels or something? That's what it, like, some version of that is what it sounded like. And he goes, oh my gosh, Courtney, he's not in Hell's Angels. He's in Motley Crue. And I thought, that could actually be scarier.
That might be worse.
Hell's Angels. Just because I mean, I don't live under a rock. I mean, totally. I knew about that band and that they were bad boys, and I knew a lot of their music, but just didn't know anything really about, you know, each individual.
Right.
That's how we were supposed to meet, was going to get coffee. And so then I looked him up. I'm like, he's sexy. Mm-hmm. He's really cute. Like, and so we talked for another week maybe before we met up, and I'm like, I think that I like him. but I was really, I just turned 25, just thought, what am I thinking, you know, like ex-wives, mm-hmm. kids,
is he gonna want to get married again?
What,
is
like
he
this is crazy again? It's this is nuts. And so I convinced myself, no, I don't like him, we're just gonna be friends.
Those guys
I'm not going, right? I know.
Yeah, musicians, forget it
you're
gonna get sucked in no matter who you
no
are
no matter what. So we met up,
it's a disease.
We went to dinner, and my girlfriend, I think I saw her before I left, and she's like, oh, you look really cute. This seems like it's a date you're going on. No, it's not a date. We're just meeting up. No, it's a date.
Yeah.
And I pulled up. We met in the parking lot of the Commons. That's the first time we ever met.
Uh-huh.
Right in front of Sugarfish. And that was it.
And it was a date. Just describe Courtney. She comes walking in like a tall drink of water. How tall are you? You are so tall.
5'11".
Yeah, she's 5'11", probably had on some heels.
I did, of course.
Yeah, she's a model. She's gorgeous. She's young. Aww. I mean, yeah.
Step.
I'm sure it was done. Yeah, I keep going. I'm sure he was like, oh,
that's
bonanza.
How we met.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And I remember I just kept looking at him, and he has a little star tattoo on his face. And I was just looking at the tattoo, and he's like, what is it? Is there something, like, really, is there food on my face or something? Like, I'm like, you have a tattoo. It's on your face.
I just wasn't used to that. Of course.
And now it's so, I mean, Gilby doesn't really have a lot of tattoos.
He has a lot of tattoos. Yeah, he does.
My husband doesn't have one.
Really?
No tattoos, no piercings.
That's rare. That's very rare.
No piercings.
Gilby was convinced that Zach doesn't have any tattoos.
He doesn't.
He's got to.
Nope, he has none. Wow. It's really funny because his dad was a World War II vet, and his dad was very anti-tattoo. And so he thought, I'll never get a tattoo till my dad passes.
Meanwhile, Barb's sporting tons of them.
Oh, I've got lots of them. But Ozzy, you know, he plays with Ozzy, and Ozzy was with Nikki and the guys in Motley getting tattooed. I mean, Ozzy was the first rocker who was, like, covered. And the guys in Motley, when they opened up for Ozzy, they were right along with him.
I bet they spent
many nights getting tattoos together.
Uh-huh. And how fun is that?
Yeah. So when Zach met Ozzy, and then it became such a thing, and Zach became friends with Tommy and Nikki and obviously loves Ozzy and that world. And Zach was just like, I just don't see my, because he's really just a jock who happens to be a brilliant guitarist. And Nikki would tell you that about him.
Nikki's a businessman.
Yeah, he
happens to be
a musician.
True,
I told him that yesterday. That's wild that you just said that. We just had a long conversation about that. I said, if you hadn't been so talented at music and creative and had such a vision, I have zero doubt that you'd be running a different company.
Yeah.
Because he's just wired
Definitely.
That way.
Yeah. I think so too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because we all kind of have like 6 degrees of separation because I first met you.
When did we first meet?
I think I was thinking about this last night, but I think I first met you Susan Holmes, mm-hmm. Duff's wife, I think introduced us at a Lenny Kravitz photo exhibit.
Oh my gosh. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, which then years later, Nikki had a photo exhibit.
Same place at the Leica.
So I think I briefly met you there. You were there with Susan, and I briefly met you, and I was like, oh God, another one of her fucking gorgeous model friends. No, thank you. Goodbye. Go away. Keep walking. Don't look at me like that. But then I actually got to know you through Zany Laney. Yeah. So Laney, I've known for years, and Laney was Courtney's neighbor. So they became really good friends. And then Gilby was playing a show one night, and Laney texted me and said, hey, I'm going to come to the show and bring my friend Courtney. I'm like, oh my God, I just met her. I would love that. And that's really how we got to know
and that
each
was
other
probably
and how we clicked.
7 years ago. Well,
something
probably even
like
longer
that.
When we first met.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I was living, I think Nikki and I just got married. We've been together, married 7 years.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We've known Nikki for many, many years. And Gilby was in a band with Tommy briefly because they did.
Was that the Supernova show?
Yeah, the Rockstar Supernova. Mm-hmm. They did a show together and then they went out and toured together. And it's the same with Barb. Like I was working with Sharon before I met Barb. And
right. Because you did that show with Sharon.
Yeah, I
did. Charm School.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rock of Love Charm School. Mm-hmm. So it's funny how we always get like,
it's such a small.
It is.
It really is.
It's a small
very
community.
Very small community.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, so special.
It is because I got asked that on one of our episodes. One of the listeners asked, you know, do you have a lot of other rock wives that you hang out with? And we do. And I think it's just because it's like birds of a feather, you know, mm-hmm. it's who we meet in our circle.
Right.
And it's who we have so much in common with. We all understand what we're going through at any given time, whether it's, you know, the guys always being on tour, not being home, the groupies, all the stuff that we deal with. We all kind of, you know, we have that in common.
It's so true. When
it's a unique experience.
When we moved out of Calabasas and where we are now, every person in our community where Nikki and I live, it's just amazing because everyone's been married literally, you know, it's my 28th anniversary.
Yeah.
tonight, and it's my 25th anniversary and my 30th, which is just incredible to be surrounded by them. Looking up, almost like big sisters to me, a lot of my girlfriends. But when Nikki was touring a lot, they were so kind that they would always invite me. They wouldn't exclude me from any couples dinners and couples vacations. And like, I love all my girlfriends. Right. So I would always go when I wasn't on the road with Nikki. But there was times where, oh my gosh, it was just, and I'm a strong person and I can hold my own and I'm very independent.
You are.
But you're seeing everyone with their spouse. You guys can relate to this big time, more than I can, because you've been together with your husbands longer. But it just really got hard, you know, because you're seeing people kiss and they're so in love and holding hands and, you know, you're having fun, but it's just like a little depressing.
Yeah, because you sometimes you feel like you're not even married because they're not they're not around that much.
Yeah.
And even like, I remember when Frankie was little, like just taking her to like birthday parties or going to school events, you know, I was always going on my own because Gilby was always on tour. So
same here.
But here's the thing is, you can't help your emotions sometimes. And of course you miss your husband.
Yeah.
But what I really don't understand is why you would even make the choice to go out with someone that you know is a touring musician.
Yeah.
Or it could be an actor that has to be on location for 3-4 months at a time, or a director.
Military.
Yeah. You know, anyone that you know, okay, this is what I'm stepping into.
Right.
And this is how they make a living.
Yeah.
And then you get into it and you get married. And yes, of course, that's hard, not being with your spouse. But the resentment and the anger that your husband has to go on the road.
Yeah.
And the, like, punishing them. And I just don't, I don't get it. Why? Date a doctor, or you know
it's
what I mean, or someone
everybody.
That's in the same, you know, that has that routine.
You do know what you're signing up for.
Yeah, so I don't know why you would sign up and then be really pissed that someone's touring. It just seems so unfair to me.
Oh my goodness, I was so the opposite, because I mean, Zach and I have been together since we're kids, but I never wanted that life where I have to cook dinner every night at 5 o'clock and be home.
Oh, I still have that.
I don't know about that one. You know, I love taking off. I love not.
You don't need that
Zach
routine.
Would like more tradition than I do. So I think even COVID's been harder for me than him, because he's just, he's great being home. I'm like, when can we get back out on the road? I want to travel. I want to go somewhere. So I'm, you know, it's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody, but we're not whining either, because there are so many.
It is so much fun.
Yeah, it's so much fucking fun. I mean, when.
But it keeps your relationship hot and alive, too, because.
Totally.
I mean, I guess lots of people could relate right now, being home with their significant other 24/7. And it's like, it's so exciting to miss them.
Absolutely.
And to, you know, figure out what you're wearing. And, you know, it's like going on like the hottest first date ever every time you reconnect. It's pretty exciting.
Tons of hotel sex.
Picking them up from the airport. Mm-hmm. And it's just fun. Lots of wigs and French coats.
This one.
No, I couldn't agree more.
And you get to see the world.
It's so nice when you can miss who you're with.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it doesn't get too stale, right? I always feel like, because Gilby and I always did like this thing where we try not to stay apart longer than 2 weeks. And
same with you?
I mean, it depends. Most of the time, his tours, especially with Ozzy, were always broken up into like 6 weeks.
Okay.
So I'd usually go out in the middle, so like 3 weeks, but not,
For you
know.
For you, it's harder too, because you have so many kids at home.
Yeah.
My mom used to take care of our children when we would tour, and then my mom passed away in 2016.
Once
my mother passed away, it kind of changed the dynamic a lot. So maybe we're apart a little bit longer, but we try at least, you know, every 2, 3, 4 weeks tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does keep your relationship fresher, I think, because right when they're home for a long period of time, and right as you're like, oh man, he needs to chill out for a second, I'm going to lose my shit. Then all of a sudden you get the call, There's a tour coming. You're like, yes. Oh,
totally.
So then you're, you know, they go on tour and then you're like, okay, now I miss you. You can
but
come
it's
back
like
now.
After 3 days. Oh, how much longer is the tour?
I know. Yeah, right. I know. But then you can always, you know, hop on a plane and it's so nice because nowadays, you know, we all have iPhones. We can see each other and
oh yeah,
that
FaceTime.
Was a whole
different. Oh my gosh, it's just
then.
A different.
We had smoke
world.
Signals.
Fax machine.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, we did. We actually did. Uh-huh. So sad. Courtney, you know, we've talked a lot about you and Nikki and your relationship and touring and all that. But one of the things that Barb and I love is that, you know, there's these women behind all these men, but then they're also their own women and they have their own thing that they're doing, their own business. And you've just recently launched an amazing new business called the Bouquet Box. And you so kindly sent me a starter kit. And it was, I mean, the packaging, I'm going to let you explain to our listeners exactly what it is. But
I love hearing you explain it. But, this is fun.
But the packaging was so gorgeous. So it's a subscription box, right?
Right.
It's a floral subscription box. You first get a welcome kit. First of all, let me just back up for a second. So, Courtney, your Instagram handle is HowToGirl.
HowToGirl.
And the reason for that is because you are the queen of DIY.
Thank you.
And you have been for years, like this isn't just out of the blue, for years you've been doing DIY. You go on all the different shows on TV and you show people how to decorate and create these amazing floral arrangements. And
on a budget.
On a budget that you can do yourself at home.
Right. Yes, I
how
do.
Have you always been crafty or like is
always.
It something?
Always. Yeah, oh my gosh.
It's always
yes.
been your thing.
Always. So my dad, he was a set designer for years and years. And so he's extremely, he's so talented and extremely creative. Growing up, it was so much fun for me when I'd be at my parents' divorce when I was really young. But when I'd be in his house, there was always art supplies for days and, you know, just ever. It was like going to Michael's Arts
oh,
and Crafts,
so cool.
right?
It's
whenever
so amazing,
I was at my dad's
all the
warehouse.
Influence you get as a child from your
oh,
parents.
Totally.
Yeah.
As early as I can remember, just always into arts and crafts, always playing around with all of his materials, would make him and my stepmom take me every other weekend to Michael's to get, you know, even if it was popsicle sticks, mm-hmm. you know, when you'd make the little houses and decorating t-shirts and whatever. And they were great sports. I'd go to day camp and there'd be an option every day that you could do a sport. This was when I was four and five, a sport, cooking, or arts and crafts. It was everyday arts and crafts.
So
I mean,
great.
I would never do anything else. So I've always loved it. I was raised primarily by my mom and we always rented. And so it was kind of limiting what you can do as far as you can paint your room and, you know, stuff you want to do when you're a teenager. And so I would figure out how to kind of upholster my walls, but without damaging the walls. And I must have been a junior in high school. I went downtown LA to the Fabric Mart and got all of this. It was white satin and I think baby blue satin. I was on a like shabby chic, like a Parisian kick. And so I sewed a duvet comforter and pillowcases. I didn't do a fitted sheet. I think it was just two flat sheets.
Right.
Matching curtains. I know it was total overkill.
Wow.
And then I would go find things at flea markets and, you know, I loved Shabby Chic and Rachel Ashwell, and that was such a thing, right? So I would distress everything that I had, and then especially when I moved out on my own at 18, every single thing that I had was distressed, and either like I would paint everything off white, or kind of a light pink, and sand everything, and you know, screw it up. And when I moved out on my own, I was just modeling at the time, and you know, it's hit or miss sometimes, right? So you have a really good couple of months, but you don't get paid till 90 days. That's if you're lucky and the client pays right away, but 90 days after the job.
Right.
Yeah. So it can get a little scary sometimes, yeah. but I really love entertaining. And so that's kind of where my focus mm-hmm. went. And so doing all these print editorials and making, you know, beautiful tablescapes. And mm-hmm. so every different aspect that goes into that, from place yeah. cards to menus mm-hmm. and signature cocktails, never cooking. Just that's a little too hard for me. But the flower arrangements was always my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Mark's Garden, who is right down the street.
I love Mark's Garden.
They're just the best florists, yeah. I think, in the world.
Yeah.
Definitely in the country. For my birthday, my boyfriend at the time sent me a Mark's Garden arrangement. And it was like, I was floored. I didn't know you could do this kind of thing with flowers.
Right.
Especially at that age. And then you've met Erlene, mm-hmm. my girlfriend in New Orleans.
Yep.
She sent me another stunning arrangement, and it was from Mark's Garden. Too. So it was like a double whammy uh-huh. in one day. And that's when I had heard of them and then always ordered from them and developed a relationship with them. And they have such a wonderful team over there. And they're just so creative, stupidly creative.
Right.
It's just magical, everything they put together. So
even their windows, I love driving by there and just seeing their windows. Like for Valentine's Day, the window was so gorgeous.
It's like, I think of it like every time that I go to their design studio, it's like if you're Charlie, you know, like you're walking into Willy Wonka's factory. It's just mind-blowing.
So why do you have to say chocolate around?
I know.
Nobody wants
them. So I met their team, and then they did Nikki and my wedding, which was, I wish we knew each other. the flowers
right
were
after.
Incredible. It was like Sofia Coppola's Marie Antoinette meets Alexander McQueen. So
ooh,
it was a very French countryside, but yet gothic.
Yeah,
and,
very cool.
Very decadent. It was beautiful. So when I would do all of these editorials or morning shows, I did a how-to video with Cindy Crawford. Mm-hmm. This was probably, I don't know, 6 years ago or so. And I was showing her how to make this really intricate arrangement. And so I went, Mark is the best, right? So I called him, Mark, I need a little help because I'm really, you know, I'm great at arrangements, mm-hmm. but this seems like
next level.
It's next level. I don't want to screw it up with Cindy. Like, oh my gosh, she was my idol growing up and she's the best. And I got to come prepared.
I'm going to show off your chops.
Exactly. So I'll never forget, I went in and it was the first time I got to really play around in the workspace. And so they showed me, and I'm sitting there with my yellow legal pad, uh-huh. and they showed me putting this massive arrangement together. So I took all my notes, and then I go, okay, you know, like I trust my talents, and you know, it's fine. And they go, no, you're going to make yours now, and we're going to make sure that you really have got this. Okay. So I put it all together. It turned out really great. I could have been hired.
You
they
got offered.
Yes, offered. Thank you. Offered me a position to work there. So that was exciting. it felt good.
Like, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
I'm good enough to work here.
Yeah.
That's great.
Total affirmation.
Yeah.
Right?
So I would do, morning shows and different editorials and started really focusing on the flowers mm-hmm. more and doing, you know, little videos and tips on social media, just like things that are so easy and so simple, but that you would never know unless really someone showed you, and that someone being a great florist. So just tricks of the trade. And it's been so cool to see so many people out there that it's really helped them, you know, when they have friends over and when they want to entertain or, you know, put a pretty arrangement in their
to put your own
kitchen
arrangement together.
It is fun.
Yeah.
And really fulfilling.
Yeah.
To see, okay, what I'm showing, it's actually helping people when, you know, because sometimes flowers can be, I don't want to say intimidating. I don't think they can
be
intimidating.
It can be intimidating because, like, I don't know how to put together a bouquet.
There's nothing worse than when you buy, and flowers, you know, they're not cheap. So yeah. you buy some pretty roses, for example, and like you mess it up putting it together, or you yeah. cut everything too short. And that's happened to me before yeah. where I envisioned this really great arrangement for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it turns into little boo-boo arrangements that I, you know, do a row down
bowl
the
or something.
Table because yeah. I totally blew it on yeah. what my vision was.
That's what's so cool about it is yeah, that the subscription box comes with like step-by-step instructions.
It does.
And all the tools that you need.
It does. So I wanted to make it just, I always say idiot-proof, and I know that's probably not the best thing to say because I'm not saying anyone's an idiot trying to put flowers yeah. together, but just so easy that anyone can do it.
Yeah.
And so what I did was, so the welcome box, you get it and it comes with everything that you need.
Yeah, it comes with
any arrangement.
It comes with a ruler so that you can measure the stems mm-hmm. and then shears so that you can remove the thorns.
There's a stem stripper.
Which
it's like my favorite thing on earth because yeah. it just takes 1 second.
Yeah.
Every thorn and leaf yeah. comes off. It saves you so much time, and that's just funky for your hands.
Right.
I've gotten cut so many times by yeah. thorns. So there's a vase.
What I did was every rose has its thorns. Stop.
Touché.
That's terrible.
I designed a lid. So it goes on top of the vase. And basically, there's 9 spaces.
Yeah, it's like
nine
a grid.
9 compartments. Yeah, it's yeah. like a grid. On our menu cards, then there's video tutorials, too.
Yeah.
But it's so simple. So you sign up, you get the welcome box. So that's your tool bag and mm-hmm. your vase, which it's lucite and it's reusable for yep. each arrangement. And then depending on, you can pick monthly, seasonally, just individual, you know, whatever works for you. So then you get your flowers. And they're all fresh from the farm. And so the instruction card, it's kind of almost like a Blue Apron mm-hmm. recipe
exactly.
card.
Right.
It's very similar. And that's actually what inspired
yeah,
Bouquet
there's
Box.
Like pictures and mm-hmm.
yeah. yeah. And Daniela, turned me on to Blue Apron.
I did.
Because I was one of the, you yeah. get a couple of freebies and you sent one to me and I got yeah. hooked on it and thought, oh my gosh, I just made Thai food. I cannot believe this because I'm not a chef by any yeah. means. And this is so cool. It was like I said, idiot proof. I can't believe yeah. I put this together.
I don't know.
And
I couldn't do
but
some
it's so
of the
lovely to have like fresh flowers in your house and to have
best.
Like a little bit of color and something that smells nice. It makes you happy.
It's the best.
It's such a lovely thing.
Just
to
elevate
do too right
your
now.
Space too.
Yeah. So it's like paint by numbers basically.
Yeah.
So on the menu card, it's very simple. So, you know, step one, remove your, you know, all your leaves and your thorns. Step two, cut your pink roses to, using your ruler and your shears to 9 inches and cut your white roses to 10 inches.
Yes.
And step three, place 3 pink roses in box 1. Step 4 in box 5 and
yeah.
so on. And so you build this arrangement as long as you follow the instructions. But you know, you can take the flowers and do whatever you want with them. You can do your own design.
And
but ours, it's very easy to follow.
Does the subscriber, I just want our listeners to know if they order it, do you get to choose like how many times a month you get your subscription, your delivery?
So right now, what we'd like to do, hopefully, God willing, the next collection would be every week there's a different arrangement.
Okay.
So, which I don't think most people would do every week because they last about 10 days.
Yeah.
But every other week, you know, when yeah. you have 4 different arrangements to choose from every month. Right now, there's 2 choices per month. And then, like I said, you could just do individual if you want to try it out, mm-hmm. or you can pick 4 throughout the
yeah.
year. So if you're more into entertaining, let's say around the holidays, or, you know,
yeah,
you
can plan
travel
it out.
A lot.
Yeah.
yeah. So you can plan it, but hopefully, you know, eventually we'll have more SKUs.
Yeah.
Is it exclusively flowers or is it plants as well?
It's exclusively flowers.
Okay.
Right now. You
it's
put
such
it together.
A nice gift, especially for like Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's such a lovely gift to give somebody because there, I'm sure there's so many people out there that are intimidated by making their own floral arrangement. And this really helps you to, like, become a floral designer.
You become your own florist.
And you're so impressed with your own talents
right?
when you do it. You're like, and oh, my God, I did this.
It's so, right?
Yeah.
And I've just seen so many people that are doing it with their kids.
Yeah.
And
I think it took
their,
Frankie and I did
their parents,
together.
With their mom, you know, like a lot of, we sent it out to a bunch of editors in New York. It was really cool to see that a lot of these editors were kind of maybe back at home because, you know, they're younger because of COVID. And, oh my gosh, I did this with my mom and my aunt and it was so much fun. And I did it with my niece and it was like the best team building activity. And so it's really just fun to do.
Yeah.
And then,
on top of that,
you end up with this
lovely
gorgeous arrangement that's been designed by the best florist.
You can add to that. You could add, like, you could do corporate events and send several kits. And
I like where your
it'd be good
mind's
for birthday
going.
Parties too.
As Frankie Bean.
Yeah, you could totally do it for birthday parties. And bachelorette parties.
We're gonna start doing baby showers.
Yeah.
And I thought this would be really fun. So tell me how everyone's doing, which I didn't do, but I don't know that it was a thing when I was pregnant. If it was, I was just living under a rock. But the gender reveal parties.
All pink flowers, all blue.
So how fun. And even if you did it on Zoom or if you had people over, that everyone gets a bouquet box. Let's say it's like a luncheon that you do. And then you all open it at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's either, you know, obviously an arrangement to celebrate a boy
or a girl.
Oh my God, your business could be limitless. There's so many
especially
things you could do.
Especially in LA, because those gender reveal parties have caused all kinds of fires.
Oh my gosh,
People are crazy with those guns. They use those cannons, but they end up.
It's just crazy. They cause fires and all kinds
crazy.
Of stuff.
And then all the balloons, right? Yeah. That's not good.
No, that's not good for the environment.
Yeah, so this is good.
It's totally
good. I'm saving the environment here.
And it's like you said, kidding. It's just like such a fun thing to do. Like Frankie and I did it when we got our box. We did it together. It took us about an hour and we had this beautiful arrangement. We were so proud of ourselves. We took all these pictures.
It was so pretty. I was really nervous so I sent out the one that you got. Yeah. It was our January arrangement. And so we launched February. And anyone that's created something on their own and from scratch, it's so exciting, but it's also scary as hell.
Intimidating.
You're putting your heart and your soul and money and time and everything into an idea, and it's like, is this gonna connect at all? Yeah. You know, is it? I know the system works, this DIY system I put together, but you know, just who knows? Like, you know, crossing my fingers. And then when you sent me a picture of your arrangement and my friends that did it, it was just, everything turned out so beautifully.
Yeah. When we were in Venice, Italy, this is totally off topic, but when we were in Venice, Italy years ago, we went on a tour of this old prison, and there's a Bridge of Sighs.
Oh.
And it's the last bridge a prisoner would see before they were taken down into the dungeon and locked up forever. So they would stand on that bridge and they would see, that is the last window that they would see where they could see the outside.
Aww.
And that would be the bridge where they would sigh.
That's not a sigh of relief, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's cool though, how
dumb
fun.
Little story, but whatever.
Wow.
That's how my brain works. But yeah, that's so cool, Courtney. So how would people subscribe? They go to your website?
Yes, it's bouquetbox.com.
Okay. Bouquetbox.com.
Or you can follow Bouquetbox at Bouquetbox on Instagram.
Yep. So we do a little segment with everyone that comes to visit us.
Oh, boy.
No, don't worry. You don't have to be the fifth or anything.
Yeah. So we always ask, what is the one product that you can't live without?
Now.
Because you're young.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, it's freaking awesome. So it's actually a girlfriend of mine. Do you know Diane Bavra? She used to be the head of Dior Beauty for years. And so she's in New York. She started this line. It's called Biography. It's pretty new.
I do not.
I mean, I want to say maybe it's been 6 months now. I mean, it's
new.
Relatively new. And
we'll check it out.
So I bought these two. I think it's primarily oils for your face, which obviously sounds scary.
I love facial oils.
Oh, oil on my face. Is that going to break me out? Oh, my gosh. They're the best products. Mm-hmm. I see such a difference in my skin. So I use one in the morning and one at night before I put my serum on and my moisturizer. And one's called Golden Ray. I forget what the other one's called. But there's only like four oils.
Okay.
But this line biography, just incredible.
And I have to check that out.
And I love that she's, you know, seen that's there's a lot of work going into running a brand like Dior,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to say she was there for 20 years or, wow. I mean, a long time.
Yeah, she's probably learned a lot.
Oh, yeah. And so to take everything you've learned and then refine it and...
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty affordable, too.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll definitely check
it out. So that's my
awesome
new go-to. And then my other is Elnette, the good old L'Oreal Elnette hairspray. That's my favorite hairspray.
Mm, okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And my Ardell Wispy Lashes, too. Oh. So I guess I have three like that I good. Can't live with.
We like your secrets. Back in the day, like I think like in the 80s when Nikki... And the guys like Gilby and Nikki always used to get compared.
Confused. People confuse them. Yeah.
Because they looked a lot alike. Mm-hmm. They both had black hair sticking up in every direction.
And the light eyes and dark hair.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're really cute.
Yeah, cute. Exactly. They both looked alike. But they always wore, they used Aquanet. Everybody the 80s for me was all about Aquanet.
Do they still make Aquanet?
I think so. Another question we have for you. What do you love best about yourself?
My sense of humor.
Yeah, I like it too.
That's easy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's my favorite with you is I love when we hang out and you've got something kind of scandalous to tell me. Pinch me under the table and I know something good's coming.
That's what I love about you is Daniela is the sweetest. You know, I don't think I've ever heard you say anything unkind about anyone ever.
No, you don't hang out with me that much.
But if I am saying something a little scandalous, you definitely will giggle.
Oh, yeah.
You have a good giggle.
Yeah.
She just won't chime
in. It's a code.
But it always cracks me up because she'll just kind of get me under the table and I'm like, wah!
That's how it is with Sharon Osbourne. Sharon and I are so close and we've been for, you know, since I'm 18 years old. And she'll just grab my hand under the table and she'll squeeze my hand and I know I'm going to look up and see something that, you know, whether it's backstage or she'll be like, she doesn't even have to say anything to me. She'll just like grab my hand. I'm like, what's over there at 10 o'clock? I'm going to have to look.
That's how it was when we were filming Rock of Love together. She would just like lean over and say something so bad to me, like so dirty, so naughty. And we were supposed to be kind of stoic because she was the dean and I was like, she was the headmistress and I was her dean. And we were supposed to be like stoic and authoritative. And then I would just lose it and fall on the floor and start laughing. And then I get this uncontrollable laughter and I can't come back from it. And then everybody's waiting for me to gain my composure.
That's so funny.
But yeah, she's hilarious.
I need to go back and watch that.
Oh, God, don't.
Oh, no, I'm going to. I'm so going to.
Don't.
Because I remember when it was on, we just didn't know each other.
No.
And I don't know that I...
Yeah, we
didn't
know each other.
I'm sure I saw bits and pieces of it, but now I really want to watch it.
Yeah, it was funny. It was a fun time. And then we get like a segment, like kind of like a Dear Daniela, where people write in and ask us questions. So one of the questions they always ask us is how we deal with like groupies. Do you have any like tips on that? Fly swatters? I don't know.
I will say I'm so grateful that Nikki, anytime that he can sense, even before I can, even if it's from a distance, mm-hmm. if someone has, you know, is, let's just say, ill-intended. And so he doesn't even, like, it's pretty amazing to see. Not only does he not entertain any, even talking, like, engaging mm-hmm. at all, but he beelines or will just have someone, like, escorted away.
Well, I think it's different now, right?
I have to tell you. This killed me. So we were in Nashville, and after a gig, our guys are exhausted. Mm-hmm. They've given it all, and then some, on stage for 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if there's family, there are friends, and so, right, see them after. So by the time you're heading to the bus, like, they're exhausted. We were in an arena, and we're going to the bus, and this girl and this guy, like, obviously they're a couple. The girl... comes running up, super sweet, and can I get a picture with you? And he was just really making a beeline for the bus. Normally he's so amazing with always take a photo and stop and say hi, but he was just tired and
he's allowed to be a human
and being. I go, oh, come on, you know, like, it'll just take 1 sec, I'll take it. She comes up, oh, thank you, right, super nice. I take the picture. All of a sudden, I see my husband's face change, and he grabs me, let's go. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's rare that Nikki's like that. It's not his demeanor. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, now, let's go. And because he knows me very well, and had I have known what I didn't know, it wouldn't have been pretty.
Right.
And so she whispered in his ear, like, something really, I don't know that I can say it on here.
You but, can say it.
Daniela's like, I want to hear it.
I want to suck your, you know. And I'm thinking, are you, he didn't tell me till we got in the bus and we're driving.
Of course, he's smart.
Because, yeah, he is smart. Because it's one thing if someone's, just that's their MO and there's, whatever. It comes with the territory, right?
Yeah.
You have to trust who you're with. But I'm going, you biatch, I went out of my way. I'm being super nice.
Well, Court, thank you so much
for having me.
For coming and chatting.
It was fun hanging with you girls.
Yeah. It was really fun to see you. I haven't seen you in so long. So tell everybody again how they can find Bouquet Box and what your Instagram socials are and all that.
You're so sweet. Thanks, Daniela.
Super exciting.
Thanks, Barbara. And this was really
fun. You're very welcome.
So Bouquet Box, you can check it out. It's really fun and pretty. Bouquetbox.com, at Bouquet Box on Instagram and Facebook.
Yep.
And then I'm at How To Girl, the number two.
Yep, exactly. That wraps us up for this episode of Honest AF Show. And if you enjoyed the show, make sure that you subscribe and review. And if you have any questions or products that you want us to review or talk about or subjects or anything, hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and honestafshow.com is our website. And until next time.
It's a good one.
Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you, Courtney.
Bye. Thank you.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know, we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.